quick note, France's finance minister says a merger between the French company Renault and the Italian-American company Fiat Chrysler would be a good opportunity for both Renault and the European auto industry, but warned that local jobs would need to be protected. Italy is also concerned about a loss of jobs, but if the merger does go through, the two companies combined would become the world's third largest automaker, behind Japan's Toyota and Germany's Volkswagen. Well, staying with cars, let's look at Tesla and the man who's been called the Dr. Frankenstein of Tesla. Rich Benoit of Salem, Massachusetts, has a hobby of salvaging and restoring electric cars. Now he's taking his weekend car projects to the next level, planning to open a Tesla repair shop. But as WBUR's Quincy Walters reports, he might face some pushback from the automaker.
There we go.
Rich Benoit and some of his car enthusiast friends are taking a blowtorch to Tesla battery cells they put inside a toaster oven. They're testing a heat paste, seeing if it works better than the battery coolant Tesla uses. It's fun and all, but Benoit says they're trying to tackle a serious problem.
As of late, there's been a lot of unfortunate Tesla fires, where whether that's be by accidental reasons, manufacturing defects. What we're testing now is we're testing to see what other things we can do to actually reduce the likelihood of fires.
Look how much. One, two, three, four, five, 6 seconds. Usually it takes about a second and a half or so.
The one holding the blowtorch is Benoit's friend Lee Mallow. He owns a European car shop in Gloucester, Massachusetts, where he and Benoit do these types of experiments. Mallow found Benoit online.
And now we're, I would say, a community of Rich's friends, all because of him getting into Tesla and doing a YouTube page.
A YouTube page called Rich Rebuilds, where Benoit chronicles his journey of starting off with irreparable electric vehicles and making them work again. He also rants about how Tesla is reluctant to help obtain parts if a car was totaled and taken off of a service list.
You don't have Tesla support in rebuilding these cars. Basic repair is almost impossible without using their software. Tesla's also not going to sell you parts if your car is salvaged either. You know, Elon Musk is out here using rockets and I can't get basic diagnostic functionality.
Benoit says this frustrating process is why his DIY experimentation days are taking a backseat to a more legit endeavor. He wants others to be able to bypass those barriers too. So Benoit has opened a shop called Electrified Garage with a few Tesla employees in New Hampshire. He believes his boutique shop will be able to repair cars faster than Tesla and cheaper too. And he might be on to something. CEO Elon Musk acknowledged that Tesla has been lacking in its servicing of vehicles in a conference call with investors in January.
I think we made a strategic error in the past about not having service parts located at our service centers, which basically meant it was impossible to have a fast turnaround on servicing a car. Even for a very simple repair, it could take days.
You could wait months before your car is fixed. And I said to myself, you know what? I'm good at this. I know how to do this. You know, I have a team of guys that know how to do this too.
This is all happening without Tesla's explicit blessing. Tesla says while there are third-party repair shops, it restricts the sale of certain parts because of potential dangers when mixing designs and software. But that doesn't really mean anything to Benoit. He says the purpose of his shop is to fill the void Tesla hasn't.
Why can't we disrupt their market? Now we're coming in and saying, the small guy could do this just as well as you can. Here's an alternative.
So far, Benoit's worked on more than 10 Teslas. He's salvaged from wrecks, like taking usable parts from the good half of a car in a rear-end collision and parts from the good half of a car in a front-end collision to make a whole working car.
Over the years, over purchasing so many vehicles, you know, I have quite the part collection. So
where is it?
It's actually right behind that door right there.
Oh, okay.
So there's really no need for me to call Tesla probably ever again.
Could I see you?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah. It's a little messy, but...
We walk into a dimly lit room Benoit calls the lair. There's a tri-tiered floor-to-ceiling shrine of Tesla parts, AC compressors, batteries, display screens, nearly all the parts that make up a Tesla Model S. We hop into his Model S, his first restoration. He calls it Dolores.
So is the car on already?
Yeah, the car's actually on right now.
He says he'll never get used to how quiet the car is, so quiet he can sneak up on deer.
The only sound you hear is just nothingness.
So there's no...
No. No, it's a weird experience, isn't it? It's kind of like a weird, like... It's where the future's going. It's just... silence.
Benoit says opening his repair shop isn't about taking on Tesla. It's about letting people get that mystifying feeling he gets when he turns on the engine. Ultimately, Benoit says his dream is to have his own electric car company, one where people would be encouraged to repair and modify their own vehicles. But that's for someday, in his vision of that silent future. For Here and Now, I'm Quincy Walters.